Is it morning? It's still dark, baby. Where are you up?
I'm an idiot.
I've just woken up. I didn't forget it was your birthday, honest. My brain's just not awake yet.
Oh.
Okay, so... if it's your birthday, then why are you kissing my neck like this? It should be me pleasing you. But this... this works too. Wow, you were too good at this. Wait, not so fast, babe. Here, lie back down. What's the rush? I know it's your birthday, but we have the entire day. I took the day off of work. I took it off for you. This is your day, and I don't want to rush a single minute. I have plans for you. Though, your head resting on a pillow next to me, staring at me with those fuck-me-now eyes. You know what you do to me. I've always struggled to resist such an invitation. But hold on a minute. I have an idea. Would you like your present first? Well, your first present now? Yes, your first one. Oh, don't worry. I know you don't like being spoiled, but today is different. Today, you are my focus, and I intend to spoil you. So, there are a few surprises for you today. Present number one is in the drawer of your bedside table. Well, what do we have here? In your hands are two return tickets to Paris. And our passports, of course. I've booked us a room in a hotel in Paris for 4 nights. I phoned your work and spoke to your boss while you were away for lunch and arranged for time off for you. We fly out on Friday morning. It's this amazing hotel in Versailles. It's with this beautiful balcony area where you can sit and dine with a full view of Paris. The Eiffel Tower, Arc de Triomphe, the lot. I know you have a soft spot for art and architecture, so we can visit every gallery, wander the streets, admire the city, and just be us for a few days. Baby, you're quiet. You're still there, aren't you? You're in shock. And do you have a tear in your eye? Why? Oh, babe. It's not too much for me, and you deserve it. I knew this birthday was a big deal for you, so I thought I'd save up and make sure it was truly special. Never you mind. I might have been planning this for a few months, or maybe just a few days. There is something you can tell me. You have a choice. Well, you can come lie on my chest and We could go back to sleep for a few hours, and I can make you breakfast in bed while you wake up. The other option? Well, we take option one and start it with a really good start to the celebrations. When we're done, you can fall asleep with me, and when you wake, I'll be in the kitchen making you breakfast. So what will it be to start your day? Good choice. Very good choice. Put our passwords and tickets on the bedside table and come back here. What are my hands doing? I don't know. You'd have to ask them. They are a cheeky pair. They might just be roaming over your body. You made the fatal mistake of coming to bed naked last night. How could I resist? It means these roaming hands can very easily graze over your shoulders. Or slide across your chest. Or glide down your stomach. Wherever they please. You're incredible, you know that? My lips. Well, while my hands are roaming everywhere, my lips will do just nicely here, kissing your chest. And up your neck. And they can go anywhere else you want them to. Come over here. Just lie back, and I can straddle you like this. There we go. What of you? I am a lucky girl. Baby, look up at me. Baby, you look so sleepy. Are you sure you don't want to leave this for tonight? You know, when you can keep your eyes open? My sleepy birthday boy. Come on, we can do this later. You don't need my body right now. You need some sleep. I'll be honest. I need a few more hours, too. Let me lie down here and place my head on your chest. I'll place my arm around here and... Perfect. We can lie in longer than usual and just take it easy. It's your day after all. Don't worry, my hands and lips and, well, every part of me is yours. You can have them anywhere and anytime today since we get a few more hours of sleep. Let me hold you closer and we can calm ourselves down. What? Yeah, you can feel my heartbeat. You worked me up. You got it racing, my beautiful man. But we'll work out what to do about that later. For now, I need you to close your eyes and just relax. Your second present will be here when you wake up.